This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, look, I'm pro-trade. I'm pro-immigration. I want balanced budgets. I do want tax cuts, but I understand they'll provide some growth, but I also want them to be paid for. I think we need to deal with the debt. I think we need to have a muscular foreign policy, but not go everywhere.
That kind of sounds like the official position of the Wall Street Journal editorial page over the past 30 years.
You know, Joe,
and what I say by that is that's been considered by conservatives to be the bedrock voice of conservatism.
You know, what I'm more concerned about is what is a common sense solution that where government can have a partnership, but I'd rather have government as a last resort rather than the first resort. But if government needs to step in and do something, I'm not against it if it can help solve a problem in a creative way. Yeah. I mean, what I don't understand this. You know, I also care about the environment. You know, these are things that are really great. I like national parks. I mean, I have a right to chart my own course and to talk to people about the way that I feel. Healthcare. I want to fix healthcare. I just don't want to throw it out. I don't want to have a bill passed that's going to put 20 million people without health insurance. That's not the right thing to do. We need to be somebody that cares about people, but also remember, government is a last resort, not as a first resort.
When you're describing...
Well, right now, you know, a case that in principle, I agree with what he's saying. But again, some of this verbiage, I mean, it's kind of like, okay, you're with Morning Joe, so you got to throw out this deal about health care that, you know, you're going to throw people, you know, 20 million people off of insurance. That, you know, we got 30 million people roughly, which is the same amount as we had off of insurance, with Obamacare, because remember, we had to fill that donut and all along, you know, talking with, Betsy McCoy, healthcare expert, other doctors and people who understand the legislative process of this whole healthcare fiasco. I ask them, I go, how do we do with that 30? Nobody can tell you because all those numbers got blurred. I mean, purposely to confuse it so it couldn't be held accountable. This is what government does. And when every time, you know, government comes in, you know, as he says, I agree with that part, last resort, I'd say every time, you know, I don't know, Scott, when we can look at it outside of the military, we can say that government has been the difference. What they've done is they bring this behemoth concept of a organization. And all of a sudden now we have these layers of bureaucracy that sets in that we end up paying an incredible amount of money for and get little return. And, you know, like the whole Obamacare, all the support stuff that went into it. I mean, starting, if you remember, with the website, you know, government officials said, hey, we can do the website for, you know, about $700,000-$800,000. No, that was unacceptable to President Obama. President Obama thought nothing about having one of their cronies do the website, and I think it cost us something like $20 million. So why do you and it didn't work, right? On top of that. So how do you get from we can do a website, which is outrageous in the beginning because being a businessman and having done many websites, but to do something at this level, okay, you're saying, okay, you need $700,000. That's within the inner workings of the government. And the president, he says, oh, no, we're going to do this other one, and they're going to have their cronies, somebody they put a favor to, do a website for, you know, millions of dollars. I mean, how do you do that? So this whole thing started on the wrong foot, you know, with Obamacare. And is it any wonder? And then, of course, because the Democrats want to save the legacy of their former standard bearer, then they're fighting to the death on this thing to hold this together. And they're saying, why can't we fix it? We had 7 years that you guys were dealing with this. Why didn't you fix it then? Why do you let this all come down to become a political issue? And this is what's aggravating to Donald Trump as a businessman. And for those of us who understand that business, you know, works differently in the real world, but but not in DC world. That's another alternate universe that's so frustrating for us. And it's no wonder we're $20 trillion in debt and counting because of the inefficiency, the ego, and the insanity that operates out of the Beltway.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, all the information, including that Pardon Christian Saucier petition that we're going to be sending to the Commander-in-Chief, President Donald J. Trump. Jennifer Carroll joins us now, best-selling author of When You Get There, Florida's 18th Lieutenant Governor, a small business owner, and former Executive Director of Florida Department of Veteran Affairs, and a Navy vet herself. Jennifer, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me this morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I'm here in Hotlanta, Georgia. I was here for a red carpet movie premiere last night of the movie, about a crisis of faith. Just a great movie. It's going to be out this week. It's good fun. So, you will love it. Bring tissue though. Okay. I'm going to tell you.
Oh,
it's titled A Confession of Faith, and, they deal with, texting, organ, donation. And, and also social injustice and anger and unforgiveness. You know, there's just typical things that happen to be in the wheelhouse of America today.
That's our world today, right? That's our world today, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, and the way they deal with it, I gotta tell you, Jenna, right? It's a very, very touching, great script, great acting. Kim Fields, you know, that you might remember, we all grew up with Kim, has matured into, just an incredible citizen and, just a delightful woman. So we had a great conversation with her last night as well. But anyway, good fun, and it's been fun here in Atlanta, and looking forward to getting back to Florida. And have you kept the hurricanes out of Dodge? The last time I was in California, and my mom goes, well, why are you going to Florida? There's because I was like, I'm going to Florida just in time for Irma. It's like goodbye, Cali. Hello, Irma. What are you thinking?
Then your mother says, who is she?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's 93 years old and she's still, quarter past cranky and doing well, so it's all good. Hey, I want to talk to you about this whole Medicaid thing. You talk to people about Medicaid and they hear this block granting concept of Medicaid and how to, they say repeal and replace, but I agree with you. I think it's just more Obamacare, just with a different, some different dressing here. But a lot of people don't understand what they mean by block grants, to the states to fund Medicaid. Can you explain to our audience what, when the government says that, what they mean?
But the bottom line, a grant is free money given to any entity that's receiving it. So there's no real fiduciary responsibility of the person receiving the grant money because there's no clawback to say, if you're not prudent with these dollars, you then have to give the federal government back its money. So both organizations, and it would be the states now, apply for federal dollars, which are people's taxpayer dollars, for grant. A grant is different than a loan. You know, the Pell grants that kids get when they go to college, that mm-hmm. it doesn't say that you have to pass all of these classes and do your due diligence to get these grant dollars. All you have to do is have a need base, and then you get the money, but you don't have to pay it back because you don't have to act right to get this money, which this Medicaid expansion, and that's exactly what's going to be, is enshrining Obamacare. And that's what Obamacare wanted, was single payer, to have Medicaid expanded, to have able bodies, to have this as their primary insurance. So therefore, with this grant money going to states that have adopted Obamacare or adopted expansion of Medicaid, it's just going to give those states and reward them for expanding Medicare. For states like Florida that did not participate in the expansion of Medicaid, this is not going to help a state like Florida at all, because they're going mm-hmm. to be a donor state where the tax dollars from Florida will be going to the federal government to go to places like California that have expanded that Medicaid program.
Yeah, this is and the problem you've got is, the amount of money that's going to go out here. So you've got this, as you say, this imbalance. People that went along with Obamacare, in a sense, are going to be these states are going to be penalized.
Well, here's the thing. States that are accustomed to receiving federal money, particularly free money,
mm-hmm.
what is the incentive for them to be prudent with these dollars? All they're going to do is expand a program, not be very responsible with the program, give health care to illegals, give health care mm-hmm. to people that, health care insurance people that do not really qualify for it, as we're seeing now under Obamacare. And then they're going to come back to the federal government and say, we need more money to cover our people. So there's nothing in this bill that's going to say, for these states, this is what you're going to get, and you're not going to get any more. We know the states that have not been very fiscally sound have spent their money and have come back to the federal government, and the federal government, because depending on their representative, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Lindsey Graham or anyone else, once they come back and say they want more money, those representatives are going to be fighting for their states to get more federal money, which is
exactly.
off the backbones of the hardworking middle-class American people in this country. This is a wrong way to go. But these people ran on repealing Obamacare, and thus far, for 7-plus years, they cannot get a true repeal and bring back the free market. Where is the ideas about GOP having a free market enterprise so that we can have opportunities to purchase health insurance across state lines?
Across state lines, exactly.
And the industry. Nothing of that sort is being discussed whatsoever. So that means that the healthcare industry do not want competition, and these representatives that are paid by the pharmaceuticals and healthcare industry don't want that either.
Yeah, I mean, and we asked that question earlier this morning, Jennifer, saying, what happened? Why did that fall off? That has to tell you that has something to do with some particular interest money, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And some of our members that have come out of the Congress are working for these industries and are pushing this sort of bill. Whenever you see an opposition with these elected officials and not wanting to do what's right by the American public or the people that have voted them in office, it's because they're in bed with the very industry that don't want competition and change in the industry. And that's sad, because the people who suffer are the hardworking Americans that are getting up, going to work, trying to make a living for their family, trying to have some discretionary income for their families to make a way for the future of their families as well. And we're sucking the lifeblood out of them. And that's mm-hmm. not right. For all these members that they say, oh, the Republicans are going to do bad in the 18th election, you know what? Every single Republican organization out there in every state ought to be having individuals that are true conservatives to primary these individuals that are elected that have not done their job in what they told the voters that they were going to do when they got to Congress.
Exactly. Well, you know, and to your point, I can just imagine what's going to happen in California. They're now a sanctuary state. So they take this block grant of money and try to overcome their incredible shortfall. I mean, basically, they're a state in bankruptcy without formal announcement. And with them now becoming a sanctuary state, how much of that block grant money goes to satisfy the commitment they made as a sanctuary state?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Block grants are free money to any state, any entity that's receiving it with no obligation to pay it back.
No accountability. See, this is something that is like chalk in the wrong direction on the chalkboard of one Donald J. Trump and most of us business people who understand how that works. Not in our best interest at all. Jennifer Carroll is with us. More from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes right now after the top of the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Letting you know about it before the jamification hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Coming at you with the experts, the people that have the facts, short on opinion. You know, we say in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we can get ourselves exercised. And I understand that's part of the process, but whenever possible, and we're privileged to have Jennifer Carroll with us, best-selling author of When You Get There. It's an autobiography, political analyst, a former lieutenant governor out of the wonderful state of Florida, my home state now, and she was in the legislature for 7 years, small business owner and former executive director of Florida Department of Veterans Affairs and Navy Veterans. And we're talking the health care fiasco that we're dealing with, this repeal, replace, whatever is going on. And now, Jennifer, we're dealing with the Graham Cassidy proposal. What's the plus and minus of this?
The all minus. I shouldn't really say that. Some of the pluses is that it's going to do away with some of the mandates. But the minus is not going to do away with the 18-plus taxes that were implemented under Obamacare, and they're talking about that either. It's, and the other minus is that it's not affording opportunities for increasing competition across state lines. Listen, Bill, you can buy pet insurance, flood insurance, home insurance, car insurance, travel insurance across state lines. The competition creates less cost to individuals who chooses to purchase insurance. Why is it just health care that we cannot have that same opportunity? Why?
Exactly.
Because the industry has a stronghold for these elected officials, and that's why we need to shake up the tree in Washington, D.C. These guys have become too entrenched and not supporting the right policies for the American public. And one of the things that keeps getting bottled up in this is pre-existing conditions. And what does that mean? That means that we want to have a program where we're going to encourage people to not buy insurance, not do their due responsibilities, have insurance in the case of. You don't get insurance after the fact. At least that's not how you should be planning. You don't get car insurance after the fact. You don't get life insurance after you're dead. So, therefore, you have to plan accordingly in the event of something happens. So why is it then, if the Congress is saying then a catastrophic insurance is costly, increase that market, increase the free market to buy across state lines. That will drop the cost, number one. Number two, why not offer a tax incentive where well-able bodies can have a donation to a pool of funds so people can have a supplement to their catastrophic insurance if they are truly in need of financial needs to have a full coverage of catastrophic insurance. So for individuals who want to contribute, and we're big heart, we see that with the Hurricane Irma and everywhere else that we're giving money, if you make that a tax a deduction, like we have to the Shriners and other organizations like that, why not open up an opportunity for people to donate and give assistance to individuals instead of paying $1,000 through the program, they could pay $500. And the funds can give them additional 100, but it has to be a need base. If you just leave it blank, people will wait until something happens to say, now I want you to cover me for insurance. That is not being responsible. Look at the principles of the GOP. They talked about less government intrusion, less bureaucracy, more personal freedom, and giving people a choice to do what they want to do. Now we have a program that lets people buy a product they may or may not want and then have bad behavior to not get insurance. Until the event of when you get when something catastrophic happens to you. That's not the GOP principle. And what does the GOP stand for anymore?
Exactly. Well, this has been part of the problem because they're dealing with Obamacare, which is defined health care. Even as messed up as it is, it is defined healthcare. Not, and it's not even healthcare because for people who have dealt with Obamacare, they run the full spectrum. People who have paid a lot of money, lost their insurance that they had with their own company. Now they're out there in the Obamacare exchanges, which are now dismantling. Every day you hear the disasters and the premium prices, how they've gone up, and you hear the worst of it. And then also you hear the lady in the town hall meeting yelling,
I only pay a dollar for my Obamacare. Don't you dare take that away. I mean, you know, you can't blame her, but it's like, but we have to be reasonable and understand that we all have to be responsible, number one, and the way to be responsible is you have to have skin in the game. If I'm giving you something for nothing, I have no skin in the game. So I can sign up whenever I want, and that's what Obamacare incentivized. So why are they shocked that they got that kind of behavior? And also why the young people, that they needed to be the drivers of this whole program, who, by the way, right now, in a way which we don't talk about, have been the drivers of Social Security, because it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't, you know, Social Security would already be bankrupt because the geniuses on the Beltway opened up the lockbox back in 1964 and have had their way with the people's money.
Well, actually, it is. Social Security is bankrupt. There's nothing there. The lockbox was open. The poor spending habits of our Congress pilfered money from that. There's nothing there. So they're banking on well-able bodies to go to work every day paying into it. That's why when people see this statement as to what if they were to receive their Social Security right now, what they would receive, and it's nothing compared to what they've paid into it. And that's the sadness of our elected officials, to not be prudent with the taxpayer dollars, that they see this free money and they take it to buy votes. They take it to pay off the special interest, and that is the sadness. It's a wonder that they're not even talking about a parallel health insurance. It's not even health care. It's a health insurance bill, and they have to be real about this and call it what it is. But let Obamacare fail and have a parallel coming forward. Don't fund Obamacare and have a parallel with the free market and let people migrate into that.
Exactly. Well, this has been this has been the problem with this, as you say, Jennifer, that they have been they've been using the people's money to get reelected. I mean, it's really a scam, and I keep waiting. You know, I tell my daughter, who's 26 years old, and she goes, "Dad, I'm paying all this money into Social Security, and I'm not going to realize it." And I said, "Well, you know, it's a bit of a Ponzi scheme, but I'm waiting for your generation to come together and get some attorneys on some sort of pro bono basis, and on behalf of this." This younger generation sue the government because basically, I mean, Jennifer, this initially amounted to a trust, and the laws of trust are in a trust fund are very specific.
Absolutely. And what the younger generation needs to realize is that they should have an opportunity. And George Bush tried this, and he got so much pushback, even from his own people, that by now had an opportunity existed, a parallel to Social Security, to put money aside, to have free market, and put money aside into the stock market or some other entity where individuals chose to put their money for long term for their retirement, we would have seen our younger generation have more put aside than our older generation in Social Security by now. But again, the industry doesn't like it. This Congress didn't like it because that would not give them the freedom to go into taxpayer money and do with it what they will. And that's why we need to have new ideas, new innovative ideas for what will be beneficial to the American people.
We're really talking about, you know, a revolution here, Jennifer, because this has been a system that has evolved and developed over the generations, over decades. And to really turn the tables upside down, it's going to require a lot of courage and understanding and, you know, of the constituency, of we the people, to understand that this is what has to be done. I think in part and parcel, that's why they voted in Donald Trump last November, but they still don't realize how ugly and how messed up this thing is. I mean, if you remember when Donald Trump came out, I'll never forget, after the first week, he came out of the Oval Office into the garden, and he had this look of on his face of almost panic, and he goes, "This thing is really messed up. This is worse than I thought." And the way he said it, I mean, I've seen the faces of CEOs that have gone into Chapter 11 companies, you know, where they got to fix these things, and they go, "Oh, we got trouble here in River City," you know, and boy, it was like deja vu one more time to see his face.
Well, we have no understanding as to the magnitude of the trouble this country is in. And if our young people think that it's going to be manna flowing from heaven and the dollars are just going to keep flowing in and they have no responsibility in making sure they turn the tide on this, then they're absolutely living in a fool's paradise. And the average person don't understand what is going on behind closed doors in government. And what you're seeing is just one tip of the iceberg. It's not even showing you the magnitude of things that's going on.
Yeah, and we got to leave it right there. Jennifer Carroll, former Lieutenant Governor of Florida, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, more than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, when you think about it, you know, our founding fathers and those that were so part of the revolution, that's how much skin and how all in they were, that it was give me death, give me life, give me liberty, or give me death. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And you know, down the road, some of those things are forgotten, and we take it for granted. But those of us who still hold on to the significance and understand what liberty is all about, we take that stand even to this day, that it's all about liberty. And that is the question that America is faced with. Are you all in or are you not? Some people have taken for granted, and as I say, much has gotten lost in translation. This is what we're all about here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Country music superstar, I don't know if you heard, Luke Bryan is no stranger celebrating America's hardworking farmers at this year's Bear Presents Luke Bryan Farm Tour. Tour sponsors Bear is going to be joining in toasting U.S. farmers with its Here's to the Farmer campaign. Is the son of a peanut farmer from Georgia, which I happen to be in Atlanta right now. As a matter of fact, Bryan launched his annual farm tour in 2009 as a way of highlighting and celebrating the contributions of America's farmers
For the third consecutive year, Bayer, a world leader in innovation and agriculture, is the title sponsor of the tour and will highlight its Here's to the Farmer campaign by using the hashtag Here's to the Farmer. Fans can show their gratitude to America's farmer for every share. Bayer will donate a meal to someone in need through Feeding America. And here with us right now is Ray Cairns. Ray is the Senior Vice President, Corporate Affairs with Bayer. Ray, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill, great to be back with you again. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about Here's to the Farmer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you want to serve, meals, and I think that is awesome what Bayer is doing, especially today. I mean, the hotel was nice enough. They just brought me up some pancakes. Today's National Pancake Day. So I got pancakes, here at the hotel. Bless their hearts, taking care of me this morning. So we really appreciate that. But I want you to tell us more about the Here's to the Farmer campaign, if you would, Ray.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, we started working with Luke about 3 years ago. He's this terrific farm tour that he began to recognize the American farmer, as you said. I mean, as a farmer himself, as the son of a farmer, he gets the importance of what the farmers do to feed our country and feed the world. In fact, your pancakes this morning, when you think about the ingredients that went into them, I mean, those came from farmers most likely in the United States. We don't think about it as much anymore. We walk into the produce section, we see our food, we get our milk, we get our bread, we get our meat, but you don't realize the amount of work that goes into it behind the scenes. That's one of the things we do on the farm tours, is celebrate those farmers, and the whole crux behind Here's to the Farmer is that exact thing. Celebrate the farmers, but let's do it in a way that we're feeding some hungry Americans who actually don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Yeah, on top of that, and that's the thing, so often in our rapid-paced world, and it's so easy to take things for granted. But as you say, just a simple thing like, you know, considering the pancakes and all the ingredients and, you know, how that came together and the farming that was behind this to make this food possible, it causes, I think it's a responsible thing for us to pause for just a moment. And this is why I appreciate what Luke is doing here to bring focus to this, because we can take things so much for granted because, you know, things are hectic. But we need to stop for a moment and appreciate, you know, the goodness here of what farmers have brought, to bear on behalf of we the people in this country. And dare I say not only this country, but the world at large as well. Right, Ray?
That's exactly right. I mean, farming, the importance of farming, and the whole concept behind it is why we celebrate with Luke. I mean, here's a guy who's at the top of the charts. I mean, he just announced he's going to be the new judge in American Idol. Luke is a big star, but he believes in giving back. And, you know, Bayer's been in this country for 150 years. We believe in giving back. And so we thought this farm tour is a perfect opportunity to do so. When your listeners go to Here's to the Farmer.com, they'll see great information about the farm tour itself, but about the program of donating a million meals, and they can help us out by hashtagging on any one of the social sites, Bill, hashtagging the very simple Here's to the Farmer, and what we'll do is we're going to donate a meal. And the other thing is, when we're on tour, each of the stops, the six stops in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri, we're going to work with local food banks, and we're going to donate some money to them as well. On site, because look, the idea that the farmers are out there working for us, we know we have an abundance of food, but we do know also that hunger is still a problem in this country. So when you can put these programs together and call attention to it, I think we win. I think we win as a society.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ray, how many meals were donated last year? Just to give people an idea.
Bill, last year we did 500,000, and the year before that it was 300,000. And we just keep increasing the program because we see the success that it has working with Luke and his ability to get the word out on our behalf. In fact, there's a public service announcement on Here's to the Farmer.com that folks can go see that Luke did for us, and it's going to be running in certain markets around the United States. So we continue to grow this program with Feeding America because we're seeing the success of it, and folks are asking us for more and more help. And look, whatever part that Bayer can do in our partnership with Luke, we're happy to do so.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, what you're doing with the local food banks, I mean, you're bringing it right to the level, you know, with Bayer and what Luke is doing with the Here's to the Farmer campaign, donating some $10,000 to area food banks. I mean, that goes a long way at a local level.
Right, it does. And when you see the looks on the faces of the folks who run the food bank and they explain to you how many meals, you know, a few thousand dollars can take. You know, look, it's a little something simple we can do. But here's the other thing that's happening in each of the stops, too. We've been working with the governors of each of the fine states that I mentioned earlier, and I want to say thank you to those governors because each one of them have signed proclamations that it'll be Here's to the Farmer Day on those particular dates. So September 28th, Lincoln, Nebraska, will be Here's to the Farmer's Day in Nebraska, and the governor is going to help us get the word out here by signing those proclamations.
Well, that's great. There's nothing like, you know, cooperation, even at the governmental level. I mean, this helps them, and it's helping the local community, and it brings, you know, those government offices, you know, down to the local level, which is really needed. Ray, what is the vision for this year, the goal?
So our goal is very simple. We're going to go work with Luke in each of these six markets that we're going for the farm tour. We're going to celebrate the American farmer. We're going to call attention to an important issue such as hunger. We're going to look to donate 1 million meals. We're going to work with the local food banks. We're going to work with the local state governments, and we want to get the word out. Farmers are the hardest working folks in this country, and they do so much for us to feed America and feed the world. This is our way of saying thank you to them, but doing it in a way that's going to help maybe one of your neighbors that, you know, that lives next door to you who doesn't know where their next meal is going to come from. So it's a huge opportunity for everybody. Please join us in hashtagging Here's to the Farmer, and we'll donate a meal.
Yeah, that's great. I love the whole idea. As you mentioned, Luke is a big superstar. You know, the fact that he wants to give back and participate with Bear. How did this relationship begin, Ray, with Luke?
You know, years ago where a friend of mine put us together. He knew about our large agriculture division and on our what we do working with farmers around the country to increase their ability to produce more food. And he also heard about the farm tour, and he made a simple phone call. Then Luke and I met face to face, and we shook hands, and we kind of knew that we had something pretty special here. And he's a real gentleman to work with. Like me, he, you know, he's a father of many. I got three kids of my own. He's got multiple kids in his own house, and he gets it that the only way we can make change is that if we do it on the grassroots, on the ground level, as you said earlier, Bill. And so we're proud to be associated with him, and that we think this is just going to continue to grow. It's a great relationship.
Well, hashtag Here's to the Farmer. Luke is going to be traveling. He's going to, you know, take it to the people in these five states, right?
Six states starting on September 20th.
Okay. All right, and all the information, the tour, where he's going to be at, and again, reminding everybody and how they can utilize the hashtag, Here's to the Farmer. And every time you use that, you just think that you're donating a meal to someone in need through Feeding America, which Bear has been participating in sponsoring. We really appreciate all your efforts with that, Ray. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Folks, simply go to herestothefarmer.com. You'll get all the information you need. And please join us in hashtagging that exact thing, Here's to the Farmer, and we'll donate a meal to the hungry Americans. Bill, thanks for your time, and hope you enjoyed the pancakes.
Absolutely. Ray Cairns, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Bear. Thank you, Ray, as always. It's 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit welltower.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're here in Atlanta, Georgia, for one more day as we wrap things up. We were here last night. I was just talking with Samantha Mill. Wow, let's bring her on. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Yeah. That sounds like a really fun time.
Going yeah, we had a great time on the red carpet. A Question of Faith was the movie, we were here last night for a special red carpet premiere of the movie, and it was just wonderful. A lot of wonderful people there. Stars, you know, from the movie were there, including Kim Fields and you know, J.C. Stallings was here, and T.C. Stallings. I'm sorry, J.C. T.C. Stallings. J.C. was another. Gentleman who played a doctor in the movie, but good fun. It was just a great opportunity to you know, find out, you know, some more background on the movie. I can tell you it is a real tearjerker. You're going to love it. It exceeds the expectations. I mean, it's a great quality movie, well written, well produced, directed. Angela Smith is the producer of it, and boy, she put a stellar team together, and I just know that people are going to enjoy this movie. But you know, bring tissues, because it's a real tearjerker, and it deals with you know, some major issues in our culture that we're dealing with today, Sam. You know, texting while driving, organ donor
you know, donations, and then social injustice, anger and unforgiveness, you know, the happy five elements here, dealing with those. And it's and the way in which they did it, it's not gratuitous at any level, very, very genuine, natural, and, you know, what people do. But an incredible storyline. You got these three families and how a crisis of faith, you know, brings them all together, and they answer each other's need. I remember one time being in a meeting, and people were talking about it was a Bible study, and they were, you know, it was a hard time. It was back in the early 90s, and it was a hard time for the country. A lot of bankruptcies going on, and financial issues abounding. And the sense that I shared with the people that night was that that whatever need that anybody had in that room that night could be handled by the people that were there. And it was just one of those, you know, God moments. You know, you always look for, you know, what God is saying. You bring God into the center of this issue. Even like today, you know, we got a lot of contention going on, and I say, okay, where's God? Bring God into the center of this deal. You'd be surprised what kind of answers we come up with, you know, and we don't have to worry so much and get all revved up about, you know, football players taking a knee, or other things that are happening around the country right now, North Korea, you know, and so this is what this movie does. It brings God to the center of these issues, and I think it serves as a glaring example, especially, you know, in the issues of social injustice, and interesting conversations with people, you know, and many Black Americans, and I almost, you know, I'm hesitant to use that term Black Americans, almost like Hispanic Americans or, you know, Mexican Americans and all that, because, you know, I think of us first being, you know, Americans, you know, for Americans first, you know, yes, we're that heritage, not to be denied, but if we're Americans first, then we're thinking of the greater good and that which unites this country. And so anyway, that's just, you know, one of the things I'm struggling with these days. But anyway, you've got some great viral videos to share with us. Sam, of course, the Good News Girl. You can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. Sam's Corner is right there. And so whatever videos we don't get to, or if you want to remember and remind yourself or share them with a friend, they're right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Now, we got a situation here where a groom jumps into a river to rescue a child right after his wedding vow. What happened?
Right. So Brittany and Clayton Cook, they had a special day. This is up in Victoria Park in Ontario, Canada. And the, you know, the ceremony wasn't taking place. It was when the photographer was actually photographing the bride and the groom, and there was a river behind the photographer. And all of a sudden, the bride starts shouting, and Brittany's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And her groom had jumped into the river with his wedding, you know, suit on.
Oh, yes, right. The tuxedo, everything else. Yeah.
He said the photographer said before he knew it, he'd like the groom had, you know, it was over just as quickly as it happened. The groom had gotten the little boy out of the river, and it was just like he didn't miss another beat. He didn't think about it. He jumped in, saved him, got out, and then had the rest of the reception and everything. And people are just going crazy for these photos. And we're actually very lucky that the photographer was right there when he was, because the groom certainly wasn't posing for a photo op. This guy just jumped
well, exactly.
in, made sure.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, who wouldn't, you know, you think who wouldn't rescue a child like that, but just to see somebody just take initiative and go after him right away, not even think twice about jumping in the wedding clothes,
Yeah, who would have thought on a day like that? I mean, it's supposed to be special. Everything's perfect. Blue skies, sunshine, and all of a sudden a young child falls into the river, and you've got the groom coming to the rescue. And those pictures, you imagine those pictures? I mean, here is sloshing all over the place. He's all wet, everything. But what memorable photos in their wedding album those are going to be, right?
And, you know, I bet his bride felt even more in love with him. If she wasn't, like, 100% positive, this is the most wonderful man she ever knew, I'm sure by the time he got out of that river, she was just like, I've married a hero. He's my hero.
Yeah,
so,
without
I'm
a
really
doubt. Well, that's great. That's a great way to start things off, I guess. Not necessarily the way you might draw it up, but hey, look, like you say, there's a lot of sentiment that goes into that. So now all the other, aspiring brides are going to say, okay, honey, what are you going to do to top that one, you know? I mean, it's already tough enough that these weddings, you know, they have all these dance-offs and everybody's got to do their version of Thriller or whatever, you know, and they got to one-up each other. Now you got, oh, okay, well, heck with Thriller. I'm just jumping in to save a kid, okay?
I know. I was like, what could be I mean,
the bar, exactly. The bar just keeps getting raised higher and higher, guys.
That's
great. Hey, this next one is a Nashville musician befriends the woman whose negligent driving left him paralyzed. This sounds like a little bit of the movie that we saw last night, but go ahead.
You know, Nashville musician David Francisco said he immediately forgave the woman who left him paralyzed. Her name was Freya Markowski, and in April of 2016, she was driving. She said it was the first time she'd been off her bipolar med in years, and she was speeding through a red light and ran into him on his bicycle at 40 miles an hour.
Oh,
and
God.
Fortunately, David survived, but he was left paralyzed where his, like, from the legs down, or from the waist down, so his legs weren't working. And, you know, it became something that really overwhelmed Freya, and she got really into drugs, and she ended up overdosing a few months later because she said she felt like she killed somebody. And after she was recovering in the hospital from this overdose, she texted David, and she said how sorry she was, and that she would trade places with him in a minute. And he ended up, you know, telling her, he's like, I forgave you already. I forgave you when it happened. I was never mad at you. As long as it was an accident, there's nothing that I, like, you know, I'm not angry. And they ended up getting to meet months later, and they hugged for about a minute straight when they met each other in person again. And they've been really instrumental in each other's recovery. You know, she's recovering from her overdose, and he's recovering from that. And he said that one reason was, he's like, I'm pragmatic, and, you know, I received a lot of support, and I thought maybe she needed some too.
Exactly. Wow. What a great story of forgiveness. And this had to have been really tough. I mean, here's this guy's career, all compromised and everything as a result of this, you know, as you say, a negligent driving, accident that took place. This next story involves a teacher who's hailed as a hero for taking down the gunman at that, Illinois high school that we read about. Tell us about that.
You know, I actually wanted to mention there's a couple of people this week who are absolute heroes when it came to stopping gunmen. You know, when a gunman comes in and they're shooting, you know, it's sad that this is happening this week. It happened first in Illinois when Angela McQueen, a 40-year-old teacher at the school, stopped a gunman when he was shooting. And then it also happened at that church in Nashville with Robert Caleb Engel. And he was just a 22-year-old usher, and he got pistol whipped in the process, but he stopped the gunman from shooting more people in Nashville at that church. And I just thought it was really worth noting. You know, these people are not police officers. They're not trained for this kind of thing. They weren't expecting it. This was something they did at a moment's notice. And I just think, you know, in this bad situation, you just need to remember these heroes. These people put themselves in harm's way and definitely could have been killed. It could have turned out a lot worse, but they saved a lot of lives.
You know, Sam, I find that there are people that are wired this way, that they just run into danger. You know, we know them as first responders, our local police officers in our communities. They always run to the danger. And there's other people who do not have a badge or a gun, but they just have this, you know, this sheepdog, you know, mindset that Chris Kyle talked about and others, that they just go, they go where the danger, they're looking out for the pack. They're keeping an eye. And, those are special individuals, and we're grateful and we celebrate them, and we're glad they're part of our communities. Now, this last story that we got about a minute left, less than, to talk about is the security camera captures a stranger returning a wallet stuffed with $1,500 in cash. Wow.
Yes. Melissa in Elk Grove, California, you know, she had been at her house and she heard a doorbell ring, didn't know who was there. She was afraid to answer a stranger. And then she later looks on the video camera and she sees a young man walk up to the camera and show the money. His name's Tyler Opdyke, and he's 18 years old, and he's been going around handing out flyers. Found this wallet, $1,500 and all the credit cards, and returned it to her doorstep. He just went up to the camera and showed what he was doing and put it on her doorstep.
And walked away.
You know, and walked away. Didn't expect anything, you know, and they actually ended up getting to reward him for his kind gesture because she put his picture online and found out who he was.
Oh, what a great story, and a good act of kindness and civility, no doubt about it. Thank you, Sam.
Your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency.